Hey, good morning. I went ahead and jumped on a couple minutes early just because I'm ready. So if you hop on here in a little bit, please let me know that you're on and just say hello, good morning, something, buenos dias. That's good morning in Spanish. But I'm gonna hop right in. I'm just gonna get to the point. So yesterday afternoon, after our devotion time yesterday morning and talking about, I wasn't really talking about, it was in the prayer, so I believe that was like God, but praying about that catapult and that tension and then moving forward, chains being broken so you could be catapulted forward into all that God has for you. So that idea or that prayer, those words kept going over and over in my mind yesterday. And then yesterday afternoon, it's as if I was like stopped in my tracks of, just thinking about Lot's wife and how Lot was continuously, she was continuously looking back, and she was told, like, or not continuously, I don't know if she was actually looking back. She was told not to look back. I do know that. And look back to the past, and to just go forward with where God was leading them. And when she did look back, she turned to salt. And so it was as though the Lord was speaking, at least to my heart, and this may be something that resonates with you as well, that there are some folks who continue to look back and kind of make sure that those chains are still in place, or make sure that the ties that have been binding them are still in place, and that's why they have that tension, yet they do have a desire to go forward. It's just that back here is our comfort zone, right? So I shared a post last night about our calling is never easy. It's never comfortable. It gets us out of our comfort zone. And so that tension, also something God was speaking to my heart, was a lot of people are so accustomed to that tension that what would life be like without that tension? Oh my gosh, it's almost like you're holding on to that tension rather than holding on to God, reaching out to say to Father, here I am, and because that's what you know. Ouch. And when I say you, I'm talking to myself as well. It's so much easier to hold on to the past. It's so much easier to look back to those comfort zones, and whether they're places, I mean, if they're painful places, I'm sorry, painful places or uncomfortable places, that's what we know. And so we don't necessarily know what's ahead. But I was being challenged in my thoughts on that. And it was as if God said, you know, you know. You have been through enough seasons of hardship and heartache and solitude to know that you know right now that I am to be the center of your life. I am to be your all in all. You know that you're supposed to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you know that in the past that has helped you to get through those challenging times. That has helped you to get through those moments of rejection. It has helped you to get through those moments of feeling isolated and alone. So you know to cling to me. You know what your calling is. You know what I've called you to do. You know what I'm asking you to put your hand to. You know what your gifts are. You know that you need to take care of yourself and work out and eat well and rest in order to live that out, in order for my temple where I dwell to be a holy example of one given to the Lord. And you know that you're to love those around you, your parents or your parents or your husband, your children or your siblings. You know that you know what to do. And so now it's time to just live it. It's almost like stop learning, like stop collecting all this information, stop collecting all this, dare I say, scripture. I mean, I say that in the sense of scripture to build ourselves up in more knowledge rather than helping us to live it out and to move forward in what he needs us to do. We have to get into scripture to know where to go each day. That's why we're doing this. But I'm talking about the buildup. I'm talking about going through the activities, convincing ourselves that that's enough, and kind of keeping ourselves from moving forward. So this morning, as I'm wake up and I'm thinking about that again, the scripture comes to mind, ever learning. And I wasn't quite sure what it was. I had to Google it. But it is found in 2 Timothy 3:7. And it says, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So I didn't really want to just pull that out of context, because I'm sure if you watch this later or you're watching now, that we're not really encouraged to do that. We're not supposed to just pull something out and say, oh, there it is, because you have to say it in context. So I wanted to read it in context. So again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people turn away. Okay, so I know that doesn't seem like the most upbeat scripture to point to first thing in the morning, but hey, God wants to teach us something. He wants to reveal something to our hearts so we can pray His will this morning. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. So it'll be revealed. Going on down, I guess I'll read the rest of it. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, my manner of life, purpose. I'm sorry, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering or patience, love. Oh, by the way, I'm reading from my New King James Version because, I don't know, that's what I was led to read out of this morning rather than the New Living. Perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. It's not just a walk in the park and a frolic in the roses and daisies. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned. So continue in the things that you have learned. That's speaking to me of, yes, we receive the knowledge. Yes, we receive the content. But we're supposed to continue on. We go forward. We're supposed to live it out, walk it out, not just have it as head knowledge. And been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So he's going all the way back to, you've known this since you were little kids. You've known this. You know the word, you know the scripture, you know, like I was saying earlier, like it was almost as if God was challenging me in that you know what to do. You know to love God, you know your calling, you know to take care of yourself, you know to love others. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So we are equipped through the word to do something, not just to have ideas, not just to have concepts, not just to have it for the sake of having it. So let me bring this full circle before we press into prayer. The message I think God is saying here is, okay, yes, some people are ready to be catapulted, but we have to stop looking back. We have to stop looking back. So there are, I guess, two mini messages in here. Stop looking back and let it go. Let it go. I can't say that without thinking of Frozen, right? And then wanting to break out into song, but I won't because I digress, which I did a little anyway. But letting it go to fully move forward and to let go of that tension that we might be holding on to rather than holding on to God, or rather than holding on to the truth of what we know He's calling us to do, rather than holding on to the future and the hope and the promised land that He has. That's what this is about. That's what Beyond is all about, is to go beyond where we are today. And the other part of the message is to convert what we know to living it out. We know God is to be the center of our lives, and we're supposed to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We know our calling, and if we don't, we will. And it's time to live it out. It's time to walk it out. As we saw here, that it is we're thoroughly equipped for every good work. So He equips us so we can go out and live it. Again, not just to have it in our minds. I want to read this real quick. So, sorry. You have carefully followed my doctrine. So follow His doctrine, follow His word, do what He's asking us to do. Manner of life, purpose, faith, patience or long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions. Those sound an awful lot. Very similar to like the fruits of the Spirit. So, okay, I feel like I'm kind of rambling a little bit now. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Pray what God put on my heart. Again, that was from 2 Timothy chapter 3. If you want to read that later for yourself, the key points were, let's stop looking back like Lot's wife, or not look back, like Lot's wife was instructed and then she didn't turn to sand, but look forward and finally cut those free willingly instead of holding on to them because that's what is comfortable to us. And then also transition and convert that knowledge from knowledge to living it out. Okay. God, you are so good. Thank you so much for this word. Thank you for getting us up early, counter to our bodies, counter to our habits. Thank you for just being so good. You're so faithful to put something on our heart to do and then empower and enable us to do it. So thank you so much, Spirit of the Living God. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us so much, that you have these many teachings and these prayers that you want to go up, not only for our lives, but for the lives around us. So thank you, God. You're so good. Father, this morning, if there is anything that is keeping us from fully living out from a place of knowledge of Scripture, Lord, and living it out the way you called us to, help us see today. Help us see where we need something to be pruned or snipped away so we can fully live out rather than just attaining more information, Lord. Holy Spirit, convert all of the Scripture that's been deposited in our lives over the years, convert that into living it out, being a living, walking, breathing testimony of your good grace and your good faithfulness and your love and your mercy, God. God, I ask in the name of Jesus this morning that for those who happen to be tempted to just hold on to the past and also like holding on to the future, so they're like that Susie Stretch doll, but they're not really allowing you to release them, deliver them from the things that they're holding on to because they're holding on to that tension. They're holding on to that place of discomfort because it's oddly comfortable for them. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would go in and help them see something better, that you would go in and help them see something that is more desirable and that they once and for all ask you for deliverance, Lord, so they can be catapulted forward, so they're not ruminating in the past, so they can live freely with you, Lord, rather than the burden of that tension, God. God, I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you that even though we can read something that might not like feel good, you are higher than our feelings, Lord, and you can help us see past that, Lord God. You desire that we live love and faithful and persevere and know the manner of life that you have for us and to be faithful, God. So, Lord, I ask for everything that we read this morning in 3 Timothy or 2 Timothy chapter 3. I ask that those would become manifest in our lives. And, Lord, when the persecutions manifest, Lord, help us to continue to look to you instead of being tempted to look back and go back to those things that you've delivered us from. God, you're good. God, I pray for my sisters this morning. Lord, for those who know what you've been instructing them and calling them to do, but for whatever reason have justified or made excuses or what have you to not, I ask that those excuses and those justifications be blown away this morning and throughout the day and the days that follow. Because ultimately, Lord, that's an exaltation of self rather than an exaltation of you. And as we said yesterday, as we prayed yesterday, we want more Jesus, less us. More Jesus, less us. Yes, you love us anyway. Yes, your grace is there. Yes, your mercies are there. But that's not the best that you would have for us, Lord. This is all about what you would have for us through the good times and the trials, through the highs to the lows, especially in the lows. And that was the other thing you were speaking to my heart yesterday. I want to pray right now. You set a table before us amongst our enemies. So even in the trial, even in the persecution, even in the dark, hard places, you're there and you have a feast for us. And that feast that we get a feast on is you. So we can come to you with smiles and hearts and excitement and passion, even in the trials, even in the hard times. Praise Jesus. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord, Lord. Help us to see that. Help us to know we don't have to come sunken and sullen and head down and just depressed and sad because things are hard. We don't. Because you prepare the feast. You are the feast. Help us, Lord, to see this and to live this out, Lord. Father God, I just thank you and praise you. I ask for a hedge of protection about the hearts, minds, and souls of all of the ladies who watch this, and maybe guys, and that you're just with them, Lord, and that if this message resonated with them, that your Holy Spirit's able to go in and bring in conviction, and they are able to know that the God of the great big universe sees them this morning and has always seen them, and there is something for them today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Okay. Woo, that was good. So I hope that you have a wonderful day, and if you watch this later, feel free to hashtag replay or say amen or something like that. If this really spoke to you and you want to talk a little bit more about it, feel free to reach out and message me if you don't want to leave a comment below. Yeah, God wants us to move forward. He wants us to not look back, and he wants us to live out what we know he's already revealed to us. All right, have a great day. I will talk with you later.